Welcome to today's episode where we are going to be discussing how some people succeed so quickly. I'm your host, Elizabeth Kasuja, and I'm really happy to have you here. First, I want to give an awesome shout out to the top listeners of this podcast, listeners from Uganda, United States, Kenya, United Kingdom, Democratic Republic of Congo, South Africa, Mauritius, Norway, Ireland, and Netherlands. You are awesome. Thank you for showing up and listening into my thoughts on this podcast. If this is your first time here, a huge welcome to you. I'm really happy to have you here. I'm looking forward to us growing and learning together. So, I have a question. How do some people succeed so quickly? Today's episode is for people who want to learn the tricks of becoming an overnight success. If you have no plans whatsoever of being one of those overnight successes, please, thank you so much for listening to this point, but this episode is not for you. You can log out now. So, for those who want to know what it takes to become an overnight success, guess what? I found the secret. I know what it takes. I am going to share it with you today. First and foremost, life is about perspective. What I consider success might not be what you consider success. So I'm going to teach you a trick of how to determine what success means to you by breaking things down into manageable slots and then deciding what success means to you in those things. And if you can succeed within those four sectors, then you have success. So if you can pull out a notebook and pen, I want you to draw a circle and divide it into four quadrants. So draw a circle and then draw one line from the top to the bottom and draw another line from the left to the right. And in the first quadrant, you're going to write physical. Then in the second quadrant, write the word emotional. In the third quadrant, write the word spiritual. And in the fourth quadrant, write the word mental. These are categories of your health and well-being. So when we say physical, I mean your physical health and well-being, emotional health and well-being, spiritual health and well-being, mental health and well-being. And one may argue that there is also financial health and well-being, intellectual well-being, etc. But personally, I believe if you have taken care of the four health and well-being pillars, which are physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, all these other ones will easily fall into place. So the next thing I would want you to do is, under physical, what does physical health and well-being mean to you? Envision it. How much do you weigh? What do you look like? What does your skin look like? What do your hair and nails look like? What does physical success look like to you? What do you dress like? What kind of shoes do you wear? What kind of bag do you hold? What kind of backpack houses your laptop? What kind of clothes are you wearing? Who's your baba? Who? Basically, think about anything physical and write whatever success means to you in the physical health and well-being sector. Next, you go to emotional. What do your relationships look like? How do you feel like on a daily basis? Are you happy? Are you excited about life? Are you joyful? Are you anxious? Are you stressed? Ideally, those are the negatives. So since we are envisioning positive emotional health and well-being, I want you to write what an ideal situation would look like, what emotional success would look like. And then go to spiritual. How do you feel spiritually? Do you feel connected to God or whatever higher being you believe in? Do you feel like you are utilizing the powers of your subconscious mind to help you become a better version of yourself? What does success emotionally look like? What are your relationships with your parents like, with your siblings, with your friends, with your work colleagues, with random people you meet on the internet, that kind of thing? What does success look like in that sector? And then we go to mental health and well-being, which is something I can talk about until the cows come home. But to make it easy, so when you come to mental health and well-being, what does being successful in this case mean? Do you feel free of stress, free of worry? Do you feel well, like in a positive mental health space that enables you to think clearly, to do whatever you've been assigned to do very well, to relate well with people? Like, write what mental health and well-being success looks like, because life is all about perspective. And if you want to be one of the people that become an overnight success, you're going to have to learn what success looks like to you, so that when you look back and reflect, you can decide whether you are successful or on your way to being successful. And overnight, you can tell whether you became successful or not. And in life generally, given the same situation, you see people coming from similar backgrounds and turning out entirely different, because in the very same situation, someone might feel like a victim and the other feels like a change maker. So you go to, let's say, a slum community. I mention this because my sister thrives on such projects. And where someone goes to, let's say, a slum community, and they say, hey, see all this rubbish, the drainage system is terrible, there are no toilets and that sort of thing. My sister is the kind of person who says, okay, these are the problems, but how can we create solutions to help the people within this community? So you'll find that some people feel victimized by the same environment, while others become change makers. Where some people see loss, especially considering the COVID pandemic, this is really timely, where some people see loss, other people see opportunity to fill a gap, to pivot to new ways of doing business and that sort of thing. And I genuinely believe that the first step to becoming who you really want to be in life is accepting the fact that how you see the world may not be the whole picture. So, keeping what success means to you in mind, the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, and the mental well-being, I want to get into 5 key points of how people who have succeeded really quickly, how they look at life and how they go about things. So these are the key lessons I want to share with you for today's podcast. Number 1, every single moment of every day, you are practicing something. If you don't brush your teeth in the morning, you are practicing not brushing. If you yell at your partner, you are practicing a lack of self-control. If you eat junk food all the time, you are practicing eating for enjoyment instead of eating for fuel. If you binge watch Netflix instead of working on your podcast, you are practicing postponing your dream of becoming a world-renowned paid podcaster. Basically, that was a direct jab at me, but basically, every single moment of every day, you are practicing something. So, how aware are you of whatever it is you are practicing? Because that dictates how consciously or unconsciously you move towards or away from wherever it is you want to be. So where it is you want to be, it could be a destination, it could be a physical place, it could be, remember our quadrant, it could be a physical state of what you look like, or it could be an emotional space, a mental space, a spiritual place. So basically, every single moment of every day, you are practicing something. Number two, if it is easy, you have plateaued. Basically, if it is hard, you are growing. I'll give an example. When I started this podcast, I struggled so much. Wednesday always came around rather quickly. I'm the kind of person who likes to do their research before I dive into something. So I did a lot of research regarding podcasting, and the number one recommendation I got from all the different platforms I got my information, they emphasized the need for consistency. So right from the get-go, I determined I would be releasing a podcast episode every Wednesday. And initially, it was really hard to stick to it because I kept wondering who would want to listen to this, who would keep showing up, you know, maybe I'm wasting my time, why am I really doing this? And all those were really important questions. And ultimately, if you had asked me 2 months ago what it takes to start and run a podcast, I would be able to guess because of what I had learned, but there is a way doing something makes it easier. So it becomes easier as you go along. Why it has become easier for me is because I have dedicated listeners. I have someone who messaged me this morning to say, you know, Elizabeth, today is the day for your new podcast episode. Yay! And I was like, oh my God, pressure much. But basically, when you start to grow your audience, when you start to see the analytics, when you start to realize that there are people who are showing up to listen to you each single time, it helps you gain confidence. And just the fact that it is still hard, it shows that I'm growing, I'm learning new things, I'm learning that sometimes the background music doesn't work, and usually if it is easy, you have plateaued. And I've learned that comfort is the first sign of stagnancy. You always need to ask yourself how you can stay connected to the path that yields the most growth. If you want to keep growing, the moment the path becomes easy, you have begun to stagnate and many times regress. So maybe you need to learn more about the field because you are now ready for the next step. I'll use an example of people who work out. People who are just starting out in the working out field to improve their physical health and well-being. Your body weight is initially sufficient to help you grow whatever muscles you want to grow. But as time goes on, as you start to work out consistently, you need to keep adding weights to your body weight just so that you can feel the burn. So if you want to keep growing, the moment the path becomes easy, you have to challenge yourself to make it to the next step. Doing the same thing you have been doing won't push you any further. You need to get out of your comfort zone and feel uncomfortable again. And in this sense, being uncomfortable basically means being a learner and always being willing to challenge yourself to become a better version of yourself. Number three, which is something that was really a great discovery for me, you do not become disciplined. Discipline is something I used to struggle with a lot. Like, I would say, okay, I'm going to do something, and then when I start to do it, 2 days in and I'm already bored, or my mind has already found ways to convince me to not do that thing. So you don't become disciplined. You find ways to practice discipline, and you become disciplined as a result. Discipline is basically a virtue. And like other virtues like patience, loyalty, honesty, courage, etc., all virtues don't just happen. For example, you become honest by being honest. You become loyal by being loyal. You become courageous by practicing courage. You become patient by practicing patience. So basically, virtues, you do not become virtuous. You become virtuous by being it. Like, you become disciplined by being disciplined. You have to intentionally choose the virtue on a daily basis. And something that has really helped me, I had this printed and I have it hanging on my wall. It's a simple statement that I think you can adopt to if you'd like to. Ask yourself, how can I practice discipline right now? The reason this really helped me is I'm an insomniac, and sometimes I'd go to bed and then when I'm struggling with sleep, I'd pull out my phone and then I'm on my phone rabbit-holing on social media for 3 hours, and if I know it, it's 3 a.m. and I'm still struggling to fall asleep. And from the time I got this hanging on my wall, how can I practice discipline right now? Sometimes it's something as simple as putting my phone away and struggling with my thoughts until sleep eventually shows up. Other times it's something as simple as, you know, make that phone call, write that text. How do I become disciplined right now, even when I don't want to write that report, even though, basically, whatever instance you find yourself in, ask yourself, how can I practice discipline right now, all the time? Within a while, it then becomes a part of you and you don't have to question yourself, but it still really, really, really helps you work faster towards your success. So just to go back to our quadrant yet again, think, okay, in as far as my physical health and well-being go, how can I practice discipline right now? Emotionally, how do I show the relationships in my life that they matter? How do I care more? How do I love more? How do I embrace the people around me more? How do I improve my emotional health? How do I practice discipline emotionally right now? And in all other aspects of your life, you could have more than what that quadrant gives. So you could add financial, intellectual, whatever you want to add, like, but just always break it down so you know exactly what success you are working towards. Number four, this is something that I've discussed with a couple of people and many of them don't agree, but because success leaves clues and all the successful people I have studied have implied that this is true, and when I examined myself, I also found it to be true. So I'm still going to share it with you, that what you notice and especially dislike in other people is a quality you need to confront in yourself. So what you notice and especially dislike in others is usually a quality you need to confront in yourself. So anytime you find yourself reacting too strongly to a trait in someone else, pause, observe, reflect on where that trait exists in yourself. Because if you didn't have that sort of trait, for example, fear, opinion, insecurity, if you didn't have it within yourself, you didn't even pay attention to it in the first place. It wouldn't bother you because you'd be at peace with it within yourself. Think about the times when you react really strongly and negatively towards others, and reflect and find where the trait exists within you. Lucky number five. To avoid feeling let down, treat every opportunity as gravy on top. And just be very careful of giving any one person or situation too much power. Going back to our quadrant, for example, physical health. If you decide that you can't work out without your trainer, what's that? Does that mean if your trainer takes sick leave for 2 months, your physical health is going to suffer and then you won't achieve the success you need? No, be careful of giving any person too much power over your own success, and don't rely on other people's efforts to dictate the direction of your life. Iggy, I can get you a job, I can build your business, I will give you capital to start this business. Just don't. You are far better off charting your own course and letting the efforts of others help to intensify or add to your defined direction. In summary, what we've talked about today, how some people manage to succeed so quickly, these are the five topmost things. Yeah, remember, success leaves clues, so these are well researched, and tens of thousands of successful people have been analyzed before these were come up with. And just pay attention to the clues that success leaves. So the top five are practice, ease of things, discipline, traits, and opportunity. PEDTO. Practice, ease of things, discipline, traits, and opportunity. Every single moment of every day, you are practicing something. If it is easy, you have plateaued. If it is hard, you are probably growing. You don't become disciplined. You find ways to practice discipline, and you become disciplined as a result. What you notice and especially dislike in others is usually a quality that you need to comfort in yourself. And to avoid feeling let down, treat every opportunity as gravy on top. If you take on these five and apply them to your own life and utilize that quadrant you drew in the beginning to determine what success is, I guarantee you within the next 2 years, people will be asking, how did you become successful so quickly? And one of the most successful overnight successes I know is Lionel Messi. He is a soccer player with FC Barcelona and the Argentina national team. And this is what he had to say about him being an overnight success. I start early and I stay late, day after day, year after year. It took me 17 years and 114 days to become an overnight success. So, in summary, there is no such thing as an overnight success. It seems to other people as if you are an overnight success, but it takes time for you to become an overnight success. It took Lionel Messi 17 years and 114 days. Similarly, I encourage you to go out there and work at being successful in the different main areas of your life. And within no time, you will be an overnight success too. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Let me know if you learned anything. Let me know what you are going to adopt into your daily life, and share this with someone who might need it. Thank you. Until next Wednesday, I've been your host, Elizabeth Kasuja. Have a lovely day.